A former foreign policy advisor to the U.S. president has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about links with Russians, while Donald Trump's former campaign manager and another aide are placed under house arrest. Now, George Papadopoulos admitted contacting the Kremlin-linked foreign nationals and subsequently lying about it to FBI agents. Special counsel Robert Mueller, who is leading the probe into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election, has already issued the first charges of the case. Mueller said Paul Manafort has been indicted by a federal grand jury over the charges that include conspiracy to launder money and providing false statements. His former business associate Rick Gates is facing the same charges. However, Trump has denied the charges have anything to do with the election, saying the alleged misdeeds by Manafort date back years ago. Joining us now is Richard Becker. He's with the Answer Coalition, and he joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Becker. Now, first of all, how deep do these accusations and charges run as far as threatening the Trump presidency?
Well, I think that's hard to say at this point. I think that what we're seeing is the way the really miscarriage of justice that is the standard operating procedure of prosecutors and investigators in the United States. Of course, we have no sympathy with Trump. Trump is a very dangerous person, both in terms of his international policy and his domestic policy, and there's no question about that. But the idea that somehow Russia was the decisive factor in the U.S. election last year is just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it was the failure of the Clinton campaign. And Clinton, and I don't think there's much doubt that the Russian leadership preferred Trump as a kind of unknown factor to Clinton, who had demonstrated her extreme hostility, her neocon position vis-a-vis Russia and Iran and other parts of the world. But what we're really seeing is this kind of standard operating procedure where the prosecutors get a hold of somebody and really turn them into a witness who will say whatever the prosecutors want them to say in order to minimize their own jail time.
Right, but Mr. Becker, with these charges, there is that perception, at least, that's being presented that there is certain evidence when it comes to the U.S. presidential election and alleged collusion with Russia or Russian interference, at least, in trying to sway voters. What would you say to that, then?
Well, I would say this, that first of all, for Manafort and his deputy, the charges have to do with money laundering. They're very heavy charges, and they have to do with a lot of money laundering that may have taken place, or allegedly has taken place. The person who represents the greatest threat to the Trump administration at this point may be the Papadopoulos, who was for a time a foreign policy analyst and who Trump himself described as an excellent guy back in April of 2016. And he's the person who they have had under their control now for some time. But again, I have to say this, I have to make this point, is that was not what decided the election in the United States. It had a very minimal effect on the election. And the Democrats in particular are using it to try to get Trump out. But if they get Trump out, even if they were to be able to impeach him, I don't think that's going to go very far. But it would result in another hardline and dangerous character, Mike Pence, becoming president.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Richard Becker with the Answer Coalition joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Becker, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.